morning, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord that He gathered us this way before Him this morning. We have some time of sharing this morning, last Friday. We have made mention in the heart of God. God is to gain a nation. That He wants to gain a kingdom in this world. So that His will can be done on earth. So that His dominion can be manifested. Now, how is God to establish His own kingdom? God's word allows for us to see in order to establish His kingdom is through man. On the one hand, He has to bring man into His kingdom. That He has first to translate us who are in the power of darkness into His kingdom. He has called man and saved man into His kingdom. On the other hand, He is to gain man and through man to establish His kingdom. To manifest His will, to establish His authority. In the past, we shared on a character how she was able to bring into the kingdom of God. On Friday night, we shared on Ruth, this Gentile woman. Even though she was a Gentile, she was bestowed special grace from God. God not only allowed for her to enter amongst the Israels, not only allowed for her to encounter Boaz, but even more so, God allowed for her to bring into God's heart a new kingdom. So that the kingdom can be established through her. We can truly say, indeed, Ruth was a very crucial vessel to bring into the kingdom of God. This morning, we want to look at another character, how she was able to become the vessel of God. Likewise, she is a sister, she is a woman.
有些时候我想我们时时说,
many a times I think that we say in the great work of God, we see the important role of the brothers. We feel maybe the sisters may not have a very special function in the kingdom of God. But the fact is that is the wrong concept. We not only see how God has saved many into His kingdom. In the vessel that which God uses, many in the sight of man may seem weak. We may think they're not able to follow on. Yet God upon that vessel manifests His great grace and His mercy. Many a times God uses the sisters to accomplish His work. Therefore, when we see that God does use the sisters, it becomes a help and encouragement to the sisters. In fact, throughout church history, we see how many times God uses the sisters to help the brothers. So for us as sisters, we have to have that as a great reminder for us. That we must offer up the function which we ought to have. Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
今天早上我们来读第一章。First Samuel,
we'll read chapter 1 this morning.
按理由,我想读到第二章的第十一节,多一些时间,我想我们就读第一章好了。Actually,
I want to read to chapter 2, verse 11, but for the sake of time, we'll just read chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。First
Samuel, chapter 1.
我们看第一章全章。We'll
read the whole chapter.
为了时间,我想我用广东话读,就不翻译了。
For the time's sake, I'll just read in Cantonese. We will not translate. Follow along.
撒母耳记上第一章,
1 Samuel chapter 1,
第一节开始,
starting with verse 1.
以法莲山地的拉马所非有一个人, 有一个以法莲人名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的元孙托户的曾孙以利户的孙子耶罗罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一个名哈拿，一名卑尼娜。卑尼娜有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。此人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华，在那里有以利的两个儿子何弗尼、菲尼哈当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭日子，将祭肉分给他的妻卑尼拿和卑尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿。无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育，卑尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就作他的对头，大大刺激他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿。卑尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他丈夫以利加拿对他说：哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里受烦呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？他们在示那吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边，坐在自己的位上。哈拿心里受苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，他必终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音。因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：你醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说：主啊，不是这样，我是心里受苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动受苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说：你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他求的。哈拿说：愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉马，到了家里，以利加拿和妻子哈拿同房，又话顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说：这是我从耶和华那里求来的。以利加拿和他全家都想试下去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还所许的愿。哈拿却没有想去，对丈夫说：等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。但丈夫以利加拿说：就随你的意行吧，可以等孩子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，又带着三只公牛、一衣服细面、一皮袋走。那时孩子还小，宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。妇人说：主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我，我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华。所以我们暂时就读这么多。
That will be all the scripture we read for now.
我就这些祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Father God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
让我们再一次来到你的面前。
You allow for us once again to come into thy presence.
当我们在你儿子名下一同聚集的时候，
As we're gathering in the name of thy son.
我们何等的渴慕你自己照着你话应许将你同在丰厚的赏赐给我们。
How we desire according to the promise of your word that you will grant us fully the presence of thy son.
好叫我们在这个早晨再次碰见主。
So that this morning once again we'll encounter the Lord.
再次因着你的话，我们被带到你的面前。
Once again by your word we're brought into your presence.
叫我们能够心里面被苏醒过来。
So that our hearts can be awakened.
叫我们更多知道主你自己的心。
So Lord, that we would know more of your heart. So that we can place ourselves even more in your hand. May you personally speak to each one of us. That you will deal kindly and graciously with us to help us. We entrust each one of us into thy hand. Lord, please give us your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. In this place, we see this character, this person of Hannah. Indeed, this is a great sister that the Lord has used mightily. She is one who is truly blessed by grace. In the Bible here, it tells us in 1 Samuel, there is this man, Elkanah. He lives in the Mount of Ephraim. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 6, it shows us this Elkanah ought to be a Levite. He is a descendant of Levi. He ought to be one who serves God. In fact, he does ought to live in the presence of God. But the word of God shows us he lives in this Mount Ephraim. In his house, he had two wives. One, it shows us this historical background. This Levite. That he was dwelling, sojourning in the land of Mount Ephraim. Because on the day when God gave the land of Canaan to the Israelites, it was only the tribe of Levi who did not have any possession in this land. Because God promised to them that He Himself would be their inheritance. So they would serve God wholeheartedly in the land. They did not have their earthly inheritance. Yet on the other hand, God is also mindful of their daily needs. So God commanded the people of Israel in each of their tribes. There would be some land set aside for these Levites so they can have a daily living. So they would be scattered throughout the different tribes in the land of Israel. They would have the land which they lived and they would have the pasture which for their herd and flock.
So, 久而久之,
therefore, as days passed, wherever the Levites dwelt in whichever part of the land of Israel, they are called according to that tribe. Now this Elkanah lived on Mount Ephraim. He was one who served God. He is a Levite. He ought always to be standing before the Lord, ministering to the Lord. According to the law of God, he has to spend his days according to what God has determined. Yeah, we see this Levite. It says he has two wives. The name of one was Hannah and the name of the other
Peninnah.
This matter speaks for us as this person, this Levite, lived before the presence of God. It was not good enough. Because according to the law of God, he not ought to have this kind of living. Of course, God does not require for man to live in this way. In the beginning, when God created man and woman, in the marriage which God created for man, it is one man and one woman. But because of man's weakness, man's corruption, man's fall, therefore we're able to see that man took on many wives. This weakness, this fall, has fallen upon those who serve the Lord. We can see then those who serve the Lord have many weaknesses which they manifest. They serve the Lord according to their flesh. I believe that Elkanah did not forget about God. According to his ministry, his service, he comes yearly to offer the sacrifice in and Shiloh.
但在他心里面,
yet in his heart, he did not honor God as God. He did not allow for God to truly be Lord. Therefore, there's this manifestation of this weakness in his living. Of course, this is not only the weakness of Elkanah. I believe this is also the trend of the servants of the priests in those days of how they were living in their weakness. The Bible also shows us how corrupt the two sons of Eli was. That was how corrupt there are many things that were sinful before the Lord. That they offended God. Therefore, in this condition, even Elkanah himself manifests many weaknesses. Brothers and sisters, we have been showered with grace, we have been saved by grace. The Word of God reminds us, each one of us is one who serves God. In the New Testament, we are all called to be priests. We ought to live very accurately before God.
Yet
when we consider our daily living, do we not oftentimes fall into weakness? That our hearts are not pure and wholehearted before Him. We still are very self-centered. We still need to care for ourselves. When we consider our own needs, therefore we can see many imperfections in our daily living. Indeed, it is sorrowful to the heart. Good morning, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord that He gathered us this way before Him this morning. We have some time of sharing this morning. Last Friday. We have made mention in the heart of God. God is to gain a nation. That He wants to gain a kingdom in this world. So that His will can be done on earth. So that His dominion can be manifested. Now, how is God to establish His own kingdom? God's word allows for us to see in order to establish His kingdom is through man. On the one hand, He has to bring man into His kingdom. That He has first to translate us who are in the power of darkness into His kingdom. He has called man and saved man into His kingdom. On the other hand, He is to gain man and through man to establish His kingdom. To manifest His will, to establish His authority. In the past, we shared on a character how she was able to bring into the kingdom of God. On Friday night, we shared on Ruth, this Gentile woman. Even though she was a Gentile, she was bestowed special grace from God. God not only allowed for her to enter amongst the Israels, not only allowed for her to encounter Boaz, but even more so, God allowed for her to bring into God's heart a new kingdom. So that the kingdom can be established through her. We can truly say, indeed, Ruth was a very crucial vessel to bring into the kingdom of God. This morning, we want to look at another character, how she was able to become the vessel of God. Likewise, she is a sister, she is a woman. Many a times I think that we say in the great work of God,
我哋睇见弟兄系非常嘅重要。
We see the important role of the brothers.
我哋觉得好似姊妹咧，我哋自己觉得好似冇咩特别嘅用途喺神嘅国嗰里面。
We feel maybe the sisters may not have a very special function in the kingdom of God.
但事实上呢个系一个错误嘅观念。
But the fact is that is the wrong concept.
我睇见神唔单要救许多人进到佢国嗰里面去。
We not only see how God has saved many into His kingdom.
神所用嘅器皿里面，好多时候人哋觉得系好软弱嘅。
In the vessel that which God uses, many in the sight of man may seem weak.
我哋自己觉得好似救唔上嘅。
We may think they're not able to follow on.
但神佢喺我身上显明咗佢极大嘅恩典同埋怜悯。
Yet God upon that vessel manifests His great grace and His mercy.
神好多时候亦都用嘅姊妹嚟到成就神自己嘅工作。
Many times God uses the sisters to accomplish His work.
所以我睇见神用姊妹，亦都成为咗姊妹们一个激励帮助。
Therefore, when we see that God does use the sisters, it becomes a help and encouragement to the sisters.
事实上喺教会历史里面，我都睇见神好多时候用咗姊妹帮助咗弟兄。
In fact, throughout church history, we see how many times God uses the sisters to help the brothers.
所以我哋作姊妹嘅，我哋都会觉得呢个系相当成为咗我哋嘅提醒。
So for us as sisters, we have to have that as a great reminder for us.
系我哋应当尽上我哋应该有嘅一个嘅功用。
That we must offer up the function which we ought to have.
我哋睇呢个嘅撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上，今朝早上我哋嚟到读第一章。
First Samuel will read.Chapter 1 this morning.
按理由我想读到第二章的第十一节，不过因为时间，我想我们就读第一章好了。
Actually, I want to read to chapter 2, verse 11, but for the sake of time, we'll just read chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
First Samuel, chapter 1.
我们看第一章全章。
We'll read the whole chapter.
为了时间呢，我想我用广东话读，就不翻译了。
For the time's sake, I'll just read in Cantonese. We will not translate. Follow along.
撒母耳记上第一章。
First Samuel chapter 1,
第一节开始
starting with verse 1.
以法莲山地的拉马所非有一个人，有一个以法莲人名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的元孙托户的曾孙以利户的孙子耶罗罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一个名哈拿，一名卑尼拿。卑尼拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。此人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华。在那里有以利的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈，当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭日子，将祭肉分给他的妻比尼拿和比尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿。无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育，比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就作他的对头。大大刺激他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿。比尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他丈夫以利加拿对他说：哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里受烦呢？有我不比十个儿子还好么？他们在试那吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边，坐在自己的位上。哈拿心里受苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念北王婢女，赐我一个儿子，他必终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音。因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：你醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说：主啊，不是这样，我是心里受苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动受苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说：你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他求的。哈拿说：愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉马。到了家里，以利加拿和妻子哈拿同房，又话顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说：这是我从耶和华那里求来的。 以利加拿和他全家都想试下去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还许还所许的愿。看来却没有想去，对丈夫说：等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。但丈夫以利加拿说：就随你的意行吧，可以等孩子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，又带着三只公牛、一衣服细面、一皮袋走。那时孩子还小，宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。妇人说：主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华。所以我们暂时就读这么多。
That will be all the scripture we read for now.
我就这些祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Father God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
又让我们让我们再一次来到你的面前。
You allow for us once again to come into thy presence.
那当我们在你儿子名下一同聚集的时候，
As we gather in the name of thy son.
我们何等的仰渴望你自己照着你话语应许将你同在丰厚的赏赐给我们。
How we desire according to the promise of your word that you will grant us fully the presence of thy son.
好叫我们在这个早晨再次碰见主。
So that this morning once again we'll encounter the Lord.
再次因着你的话，我们被带到你的面前。
Once again by your word we're brought into your presence.
叫我们能够心里面被苏醒过来。
So that our hearts can be awakened.
叫我们更多知道主你自己的心。
So Lord that we would know more of your heart.
也都叫我们更多将我们自己放在你的手中。
So that we can place ourselves even more in your hand.
愿你亲自来向我们说话。
May you personally speak to each one of us.
你恩待我们，帮助我们。
That you will deal kindly and graciously with us to help us.
我们将我们每一个放喺你嘅手里头。
We entrust each one of us into thy hand.
求神你向我哋施恩。
Lord, please give us your grace.
奉主耶稣嘅名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我哋喺呢笪地方嚟到睇到一个人叫做 Hannah。
In this place, we see this character, this person of Hannah.
呢个实在神一个相当使用嘅一个嘅姊妹。
Indeed, this is a great sister that the Lord has used mightily.
佢实在系一个相当蒙恩典一个人。
She is one who is truly blessed by grace.
圣经喺呢书撒母耳记上话俾我哋听。
In the Bible here, it tells us in 1 Samuel.
有一个人叫做以利加拿。
There is this man, Elkanah.
佢生活喺以法莲嘅山地。
He lives in the Mount of Ephraim.
按照呢个历代志上第六章让我哋睇见。
According to 1 Chronicles chapter 6, it shows us
这个以利加拿本来应该是一个利未人。
This Elkanah ought to be a Levite.
他是利未的子孙。
He is a descendant of Levi.
他应该是一个侍奉神的人。
He ought to be one who serves God.
而事实上，他的而且应当是活在神的面前的。
In fact, he does ought to live in the presence of God.
但是神说，神都说，我看见他居住在这个以法莲的山地。
But the word of God shows us he lives in this Mount Ephraim.
在他家庭里面有两个妻子。
In his house, sir, he had two wives.
一面让我看见一个历史的背景。
One, it shows us this historical background.
这个利未的利未人。
This Levite.
他散居在以法莲的地方。
That he was dwelling, sojourning in the land of Mount Ephraim.
因为当日神将这个迦南地给过以色列的百姓的时候。
Because on the day when God gave the land of Canaan to the Israelites.
唯独利未支派是在迦南地没有产业。
It was only the tribe of Levite who did not have any possession in this land.
因为神说神以他自己作为他们的产业。
Because God promised to them that he himself would be their inheritance.
所以他们是在那个地方专心地来到侍奉神。
So they were serve God wholeheartedly in the land.
他们没有他们自己属地的一个的产业。
They did not have their earthly inheritance.
但是另一方面，神也都顾念到他们生活的需要。
Yet on the other hand, God is also mindful of their daily needs.
所以神就吩咐以色列的百姓。
So God commanded the people of Israel.
要在他们各支派的里头。
In each of their tribes.
有一些地方撥出来，让这些利未人可以在这地方来到有生活，可以有得糊口。
There would be some land set aside for these Levites so they can have a daily living.
所以他们就散居在以色列的各个支派当中。
So they would be scattered throughout the different tribes in the land of Israel.
有他们的住处，有他们可以生活的牧羊的地方。
They would have the land which they lived and they would have the pasture which for their herd and flock.
所以久而久之，无论他散居在哪个地方的，这些利未人就称为那个地方。
Therefore, as days pass, wherever the Levites dwell in whichever part of the land of Israel, they are called according to that tribe.
这个以利加拿他就是住在这个以法莲的山地。
Now this Elkanah lived on Mount Ephraim.
但是他是一个侍奉神的。
He was one who served God.
他是一个利未人。
He is a Levite.
他应当是常常在神的面前侍立的。
He ought always to be standing before the Lord, ministering to the Lord.
他应该照着神的律法上的规定来过他自己应该有的日子。
According to the law of God, he has to spend his days according to what God has determined.
但是我们却看见这里这个的利未人。
Yeah, we see this Levite.
他说他有两个的妻子。
It says he has two wives.
一个卑尼拉，一个叫做哈娜。
The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah.
当我哋知道呢件事情，说明咗呢个人嘅实在活喺神嘅面前，活得唔够嘅准确。
This matter speaks for us as this person, this Levite, lived before the presence of God. It was not good enough.
因为按照神所定命，佢唔应该有咁嘅生活啊。
Because according to the law of God, he not ought to have this kind of living.
当然，事实上神并冇要求，并冇要人好似佢咁嘅生活。
Of course, God does not require for man to live in this way.
起初神造人嘅时候，神造男亦都造。
In the beginning, when God created man and woman,
神俾人嘅个婚姻系一夫一妻嘅，一夫一妻制嘅婚姻。
In the marriage which God created for man, it is one man and one woman.
只系因为人嘅软弱、失败、人嘅堕落。
But because of man's weakness, man's corruption, man's fall,
所以你先至睇见有咁样多妻嘅事情发生。
Therefore, we're able to see that man took on many wives.
呢一种咁嘅软弱、失败嚟到侍奉主人身上高。
This weakness, this fall has fallen upon those who serve the Lord. We can see then those who serve the Lord have many weaknesses which they manifest. They serve the Lord according to their flesh. I believe that Elkanah did not forget about God. According to his ministry, his service, he comes yearly to offer the sacrifice in In Shiloh.
但在他心里面却又没有尊神为神。
Yet in his heart he did not honor God as God.
没有让神真真正正来作主。
He did not allow for God to truly be Lord.
所以就有这样软弱的一种生活的表现。
Therefore there's this manifestation of this weakness in his living.
当然不单止以利加拿的那个软弱。
Of course this is not only the weakness of Elkanah.
我相信因为他这个软弱是整个大趋势当时的祭司里面就是落在一个这样的不正常的光景当中。
I believe this is also the trend of the servants of the priests in those days.Of how they were living in their weakness. The Bible also shows us how corrupt the two sons of Eli was. That was how corrupt there are many things that were sinful before the Lord.That they offended God. Therefore, in this condition, even Elkanah himself manifests many weaknesses. Brothers and sisters, we have been showered with grace, we have been saved by grace. The Word of God reminds us each one of us is one who serves God. In the New Testament, we are all called to be priests. We ought to live very accurately before God.
Yet
when we consider our daily living, do we not oftentimes fall into weakness? That our hearts are not pure and wholehearted before Him. We still are very self-centered. We still need to care for ourselves. When we consider our own needs, therefore we can see many imperfections in our daily living. Indeed, it is sorrowful to the Good morning, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord that He gathered us this way before Him this morning. We have some time of sharing this morning, last Friday.
We have mentioned in the heart of God's heart.
We have made mention in the heart of God.
原来是要得着一个的国。
God is to gain a nation.
要在地上高得着一个的国度。
That he wants to gain a kingdom in this world.
好叫他自己的旨意能够通行在地上高。
So that his will can be done on earth.
能够叫他权柄可以得着彰显。
So that his dominion can be manifested.
神怎样的来到建立他自己的国度。
Now how is God to establish his own kingdom?
神的话让我看见他那是要得着人来到建立他的国度。
God's word allows for us to see in order to establish his kingdom is through man.
一面他将人带到他自己的国家里面去。
On the one hand, he has to bring man into his kingdom.
他将我们这本来黑暗的权势里面的人迁到他的国度里头。
That he has first to translate us who are and the power of darkness into his kingdom. He has called man and saved man into his kingdom. On the other hand, he is to gain man and through man to establish his kingdom. To manifest his will, to establish his authority. In the past, we shared on a character how she was able to bring into the kingdom of God. On Friday night, we shared on Ruth, this Gentile woman. Even though she was a Gentile, she was bestowed special grace from God. God not only allowed for her to enter amongst the Israels, not only allowed for her to encounter Boaz, but even more so, God allowed for her to bring into God's heart a new kingdom, so that the kingdom can be established through her. We can truly say, indeed, Ruth was a very crucial vessel to bring into the kingdom of
God.
This morning, we want to look at another character, how she was able to become the vessel of God. Likewise, she is a sister, she is a woman.
有些时候我想我们说话,
many a times I think that we say in the great work of God, we see the important role of the brothers. We feel maybe the sisters may not have a very special function in the kingdom of God. But the fact is that is the wrong concept. We not only see how God has saved many into his kingdom. In the vessel that which God uses, many in the sight of man may seem weak. We may think they're not able to follow on. Yet God upon that vessel manifests his great grace and his mercy. Many a times God uses the sisters to accomplish his work. Therefore, when we see that God does use the sisters, it becomes a help and encouragement to the sisters. In fact, throughout church history, we see how many times God uses the sisters to help the brothers. So for us as sisters, we have to have that as a great reminder for us, that we must offer up the function which we ought to have. Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
今天早上我们来读第一章。First Samuel
will read chapter 1 this morning.
我想读到第二章的第十一节，多一段时间，我想我们就读第一章好了。Actually,
I want to read to chapter 2, verse 11, but for the sake of time, we'll just read chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。First
Samuel chapter 1.
我们看第一章全章。We'll
read the whole chapter.
为了时间，我想我用广东话读，就不翻译了。
For the time's sake, I'll just read in Cantonese. We will not translate. Follow along.
撒母耳记上第一章,
1 Samuel chapter 1,
第一节开始,
starting with verse 1.
以法莲山地的拉玛所非有一个人名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的元孙托户的曾孙以利户的孙子耶罗罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一个名哈娜，一名比尼娜。比尼娜有儿女，哈娜没有儿女。 此人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华，在那里有以利的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈、当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭日子，将祭肉分给他的妻比尼娜和比尼娜所生的儿女，给哈娜的却是双份，因为他爱哈娜。无奈耶和华不使哈娜生育比尼娜见。 又话不使哈娜生育，就作他的对头，大大刺激他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈娜，比尼娜仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他丈夫以利加拿对他说：哈娜，你为何哭泣不吃饭？心里愁烦呢？ 有我不比十个儿子还好么？他们在试那吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边，坐在自己的位上。哈拿心里受苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，他必终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音。因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：你醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说：主啊，不是这样，我是心里受苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动受苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说：你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他求的。哈拿说：愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉马，到了家里，以利加拿和妻子哈拿同房，又说顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说：这是我从耶和华那里求来的。以利加拿和他全家都想试下去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还许还所许的愿。哈拿却没有想去，对丈夫说：等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。但丈夫以利加拿说：就随你的意行吧，可以等孩子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，又带着三只公牛、一衣服、细面、一皮袋走。那时孩子还小，宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。妇人说：主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我，我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华。所以我们暂时就读这么多。
That will be all the scripture we read for now.
我就这些祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Father God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
又让我们再一次来到你的面前。
You allow for us once again to come into thy presence.
当我们在你儿子名下一同聚集的时候，
As we're gathering in the name of thy son.
我们何等的渴慕你自己照着你话语应许将你同在丰厚的赏赐给我们。
How we desire according to the promise of your word that you will grant us fully the presence of thy son.
好叫我们在这个早晨再次碰见主。
So that this morning once again we'll encounter the Lord.
再次因着你的话，我们被带到你的面前。
Once again by your word we're brought into your presence.
叫我们能够心里面被苏醒过来。
So that our hearts can be awakened.
叫我们更多知道主你自己的心。
So Lord, that we would know more of your heart.
也都叫我们更多将我们自己放在你的手中。
So that we can place ourselves even more in your hand.
愿你亲自来到向我们说话。
May you personally speak to each one of us.
你来到恩待我们，帮助我们。
That you will deal kindly and graciously with us to help us.
我们将我们每一个放在你的手里头。
We entrust each one of us into thy hand.
求神你向我们施恩。
Lord, please give us your grace.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen. In this place, we see this character, this person of Hannah. Indeed, this is a great sister that the Lord has used mightily. She is one who is truly blessed by grace. In the Bible here, it tells us in 1 Samuel, there is this man, Elkanah. He lives in the Mount of Ephraim. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 6, it shows us this Elkanah ought to be a Levite. He is a descendant of Levi.
佢应该系一个侍奉神嘅人。
He ought to be one who serves God.
而事实上，佢的而且确应当系活喺神嘅面前嘅。
In fact, he does ought to live in the presence of God.
但系神都话让我睇见佢居住喺呢个嘅以法莲嘅山地。
But the word of God shows us he lives in this Mount Ephraim.
喺个家庭里面有两个嘅妻子。
In his house, there he had two wives.
一面让我睇见一个历史嘅背景。
One, it shows us this historical background.
呢一个嘅利未人。
This Levite.
他散居在以法莲的地方。
That he was dwelling, sojourning in the land of Mount Ephraim.
因为当神将这个迦南地给以色列的百姓的时候。
Because on the day when God gave the land of Canaan to the Israelites.
唯独利未支派是在迦南地没有产业。
It was only the tribe of Levite who did not have any possession in this land.
因为神话神以他自己作为他们的产业。
Because God promised to them that he himself would be their inheritance.
所以他们是在那个地方专心地来到侍奉神。
So they would serve God wholeheartedly in the land.
他们没有他们自己属地的一个产业。
They did not have their earthly inheritance.
但是另一方面神也都顾念到他们生活的需要。
Yet on the other hand, God is also mindful of their daily needs.
所以神就吩咐以色列的百姓。
So God commanded the people of Israel.
要在他们各支派的里头。
In each of their tribes.
有一些地方撥出来让这些利未人可以在这地方来到有生活可以有得糊口。
There would be some land set aside for these Levites so they can have a daily living.
所以他们就散居在以色列的各个支派当中。
So they would be scattered throughout the different tribes in the land of Israel.
有他们的住处有他们可以生活的牧羊的地方。
They would have the land which they lived and they would have the pasture which for their herd and flock.
所以久而久之无论他散居在哪个地方的这些利未人就称为那个地方的人了。
Therefore, as days pass, wherever the Levites dwelt in whichever part of the land of Israel, they are called according to that tribe.
这个以利加拿他就是住在这个以法莲的山地。
Now, this Elkanah lived on Mount Ephraim.
但是他是一个侍奉神的。
He was one who served God.
他是一个利未人。
He is a Levite.
他应当是常常在神的面前侍立的。
He ought always to be standing before the Lord, ministering to the Lord.
他应该照着神的律法上的规定来到过他自己应该有的日子。
According to the law of God, he has to spend his days according to what God has determined.
但是我们却看见这里这个的利未人。
Yeah, we see this Levite.
他说他有两个的妻子。
It says he has two wives.
一个比尼娜，一个叫做哈娜。
The name of one was Hannah and the name of the other Peninnah.
当我们知道这件事情说明了这个人的实在活在神的面前活得不够的准确。
This matter speaks for us as this person, this Levite lived before the presence of God, it was not good enough.Because according to the law of God, he not ought to have this kind of living. Of course, God does not require for man to live in this way. In the beginning, when God created man and woman, in the marriage which God created for man, it is one man and one woman. But because of man's weakness, man's corruption, man's fall,
所以你才看见有这样多妻的事情发生。
Therefore, we're able to see that man took on many wives.
这种软弱失败来到侍奉主人身上高。
This weakness, this fall has fallen upon those who serve the Lord.
我见到当日这班侍奉神的人实在很多软弱的表现。
We can see then those who serve the Lord have many weaknesses which they manifest.
他们凭着自己肉体的地方来到侍奉。
They serve the Lord according to their flesh.
我想以利加拿并没有忘记了神。
I believe that Elkanah did not forget about God.
他仲系依然每年嚟到尽佢职份嚟到耶路撒冷嚟到献祭。
According to his ministry, his service, he comes yearly to offer the sacrifice in Shiloh.
但喺佢心里面啊，却又冇尊神为神。
Yet in his heart, he did not honor God as God.
冇让神真真正正嚟到作主。
He did not allow for God to truly be Lord.
所以就有咁样软弱嘅一种生活嘅表现。
Therefore, there's this manifestation of this weakness in his living.
当然唔单止以利加拿嘅嗰个嘅软弱。
Of course, this is not only the weakness of Elkanah.
我相信因为佢呢个软弱系整个大趋势，当时嘅祭司里面就系落喺个咁样嘅不正常嘅光景当中。
I believe this is also the trend of the servants of the priests in those days.Of how they were living in their weakness.
圣经让我睇见以利嘅两个儿子就系咁嘅败坏。
The Bible also shows us how corrupt the two sons of Eli was.
佢就系好多嘅唔正当嘅事情嘅发生。
That was how corrupt there are many things that were sinful before the Lord.
得罪 得罪神。
That they offended God.
所以我想呢个以利加喺咁嘅环境里面，佢自己都显出咗相当嘅软弱。
Therefore, in this condition, even Elkanah himself manifests many weaknesses.
弟兄们，我哋蒙恩得救。
Brothers and sisters, we have been showered with grace. We have been saved by grace.
神嘅话提醒我哋呢班人都系一班侍奉神嘅人。
The word of God reminds us each one of us is one who serves God.
喺新约里面，我哋都系作祭司。
In the New Testament, we are all called to be priests.
我哋应该准确嘅活喺神嘅面前。
We ought to live very accurately before God.
但系想想我哋。自己生活岂唔系常常都落喺软弱失败嗰度？
Yet when we consider our daily living, do we not oftentimes fall into weakness?
我哋心并冇专一嘅向着主。
That our hearts are not pure and wholehearted before Him.
我仍然以自己利益为我哋中心。
We still are very self-centered.
我哋总系要照顾我哋自己。
We still need to care for ourselves.
想到我哋自己需要。
When we consider our own needs.
结果我哋睇见我哋生活里面许许多多嘅唔完全。
Therefore, we can see many imperfections in our daily living.
神嘅心实在系相当嘅难过。
Indeed, it is sorrowful to the heart.Good morning, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord that He gathered us this way before Him this morning. We have some time of sharing this morning. Last Friday.
We have mentioned in the heart of God's desire.
We have made mention in the heart of God.
原来是要得着一个嘅国。
God is to gain a nation.
要在地上高得着一个嘅国度。
That he wants to gain a kingdom in this world.
好叫佢自己嘅旨意能够通行在地上高。
So that his will can be done on earth.
能够叫佢权柄可以得着彰显。
So that his dominion can be manifested.
神怎样嘅嚟到建立佢自己嘅国度
？Now how is God to establish his own kingdom?
神嘅话让我睇见佢乃系要得着人嚟到建立佢嘅国度。
God's word allow for us to see in order to establish his kingdom is through man.
一面佢将人带到佢自己嘅国嘅里面去。
On the one hand, he has to bring man into his kingdom.
佢将我哋呢本来黑暗嘅权势里面嘅人迁到佢嘅国度嘅里头。
That he has first to translate us who areand the power of darkness into his kingdom. He has called man and saved man into his kingdom. On the other hand, he is to gain man and through man to establish his kingdom. To manifest his will, to establish his authority.
过去我哋喺啲树嚟到交通过一个嘅人，佢点样带进神嘅国度
？In the past, we shared on a character how she was able to bring into the kingdom of God.
周五晚我哋睇见过路德呢个嘅外邦嘅女子。
On Friday night, we shared on Ruth this Gentile woman.
佢虽然系一个外邦人，但佢却蒙咗神特别嘅恩典。
Even though she was a Gentile, she was bestowed special grace from God.
神唔单止让佢能够进到以色列人当中
，God not only allowed for her to enter amongst the Israel.
唔单止叫佢能够遇见呢个波亚斯
，Not only allowed for her to encounter Boaz.
神今日藉着佢带进咗一个神心意里面嘅一个国。
But even more so, God allowed for her to bring into God's heart a new kingdom.
叫大卫嘅国从佢能够得着建立。
So that the kingdom can be established through her.
我哋可以话路德的而且确系一个带进国度一个非常之紧要嘅一个器皿。
We can truly say, indeed, Ruth was a very crucial vessel to bring into the kingdom of God.
今朝早上我哋要嚟到睇另外一个嘅人。佢點樣成為咗神手中嘅器皿
？This morning we want to look at another character, how she was able to become the vessel of God.
同樣嘅呢個亦都係一個嘅姊妹，一個嘅女人。
Likewise, she is a sister, she is a woman.
有啲時候我又想，我哋時時話喺神嗰個偉大嘅工作嘅當中。
Many a times I think that we say in the great work of God.
我哋睇见弟兄系非常嘅重要。
We see the important role of the brothers.
我哋觉得好似姊妹咧，我哋自己觉得好似冇咩特别嘅用途喺神嘅国嗰里面。
We feel maybe the sisters may not have a very special function in the kingdom of God.
但事实上呢个系一个错误嘅观念。
But the fact is that is the wrong concept.
我睇见神唔单要救许多人进到佢国嗰里面去。
We not only see how God has saved many into His kingdom.
神所用嘅器皿里面，好多时候人哋觉得系好软弱嘅。
In the vessel that which God uses, many in the sight of man may seem weak.
我哋自己觉得好似救唔上嘅。
We may think they're not able to follow on.
但神佢喺我身上显明咗佢极大嘅恩典同埋怜悯。
Yet God upon that vessel manifests His great grace and His mercy.
神好多时候亦都用嘅姊妹嚟到成就神自己嘅工作。
Many times God uses the sisters to accomplish His work.
所以我哋睇见神用姊妹，亦都成为咗姊妹们一个激励帮助。
Therefore, when we see that God does use the sisters, it becomes a help and encouragement to the sisters.
事实上喺教会历史里面，我都睇见神好多时候用咗姊妹帮助咗弟兄。
In fact, throughout church history, we see how many times God uses the sisters to help the brothers.
所以我们做姊妹的，我们都会觉得这个是相当成为了我们的提醒。
So for us as sisters, we have to have that as a great reminder for us.
是我们应当遵守我们应该有的一个功用。
That we must offer up the function which we ought to have.
我们看这个撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上，今天早上我们来读第一章。
1 Samuel will read chapter 1 this morning.
按理由，我想读到第二章嘅第十一节，多一段时间，我想我哋就读第一章好啦。
Actually, I want to read to chapter 2, verse 11, but for the sake of time, we'll just read chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
1 Samuel chapter
1. 我哋睇第一章全章。
We'll read the whole chapter.
为咗时间咧，我想我用广东话读，就唔翻译啦。
For the time's sake, I'll just read in Cantonese. We will not translate. Follow along.
撒母耳记上第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1,
第一节开始,
starting with verse 1.
以法莲山地的拉玛所菲有一个人，有一个以法莲人名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的元孙托户的曾孙以利户的孙子耶罗罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一个名哈拿，一名卑尼娜。卑尼娜有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。此人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华。 在那里有以利的两个儿子何弗尼、菲尼哈，当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭日子，将祭肉分给他的妻比尼娜和比尼娜所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿。无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育，比尼娜见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就作他的对头。 大大刺激他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿。比尼娜仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他丈夫以利加拿对他说：哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁烦呢？有我不比十个儿子还好么？他们在市那吃喝。 哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边，坐在自己的位上。哈拿心里受苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，是我一个儿子，他必终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。 哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴。原来哈拿心中默祷，主动嘴唇不出声音。因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：你醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说：主啊，不是这样。我是心里受苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝。但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。 不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动受苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说：你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他求的。哈拿说：愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。 次日清早，他们起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛，到了家里。以利加拿和妻子哈拿同房，又话顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕。日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳。说：这是我从耶和华那里求来的。以利加拿和他全家都想试下去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还许。 还所许的愿，哈拿却没有想去，对丈夫说：等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。他丈夫以利加拿说：就随你的意行吧。可以等孩子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。既断了奶，就把孩子带上市罗，到了耶和华的殿。 又带着三只公牛、一衣服、细面、一皮袋酒，那时孩子还小。宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。妇人说：主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了。 所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华，于是在那里敬拜耶和华。所以我们暂时就读这么多。
That will be all the scripture we read for now.
我就这些祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Father God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
又让我次，又让我们再一次来到你的面前。
You allow for us once again to come into thy presence.
那当我们在你儿子名下一同聚集的时候，
As we're gathering in the name of thy son.
我们何等的仰渴，渴望你自己照着你话语应许将你同在丰厚的赏赐给我们。
How we desire according to the promise of your word that you will grant us.Fully the presence of thy Son.
好叫我哋喺呢个早晨再一次碰见主。
So that this morning once again we'll encounter the Lord.
再一次因着你嘅话，我哋被带到你嘅面前。
Once again by your word we're brought into your presence.
叫我哋能够心里面被苏醒过嚟。
So that our hearts can be awakened.
叫我哋更多知道主你自己嘅心。
So Lord that we would know more of your heart.
亦都叫我哋更多将我自己放在你嘅手中。
So that we can place ourselves even more in your hand.
愿你亲自嘅嚟到向我哋说话。
May you personally speak to each one of us.
你嚟到恩待我哋，帮助我。
That you will deal kindly and graciously with us to help us. We entrust each one of us into thy hand. Lord, please give us your grace. In Jesus' name, Amen. In this place, we see this character, this person of Hannah. Indeed, this is a great sister that the Lord has used mightily. She is one who is truly blessed by grace. In the Bible here, it tells us in 1 Samuel, there is this man, Elkanah. He lives in the Mount of Ephraim. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 6, it shows us this Elkanah ought to be a Levite. He is a descendant of Levi. He ought to be one who serves God. In fact, he does ought to live in the presence of God. But the word of God shows us he lives in this Mount Ephraim. In his house, there he had two wives. One, it shows us this historical background. This Levite. That he was dwelling, sojourning in the land of Mount Ephraim.
因为当日神将这个迦南地给过以色列的百姓的时候，
Because on the day when God gave the land of Canaan to the Israelites,
唯独利未支派是在迦南地没有产业。
It was only the tribe of Levi who did not have any possession in this land.
因为神话神以佢自己作为佢哋嘅产业。
Because God promised to them that He Himself would be their inheritance.
所以佢哋系喺嗰笪地方专心嘅嚟到侍奉神。
So they would serve God wholeheartedly in the land.
佢哋冇佢哋自己属地嘅一个嘅产业。
They did not have their earthly inheritance.
但系另外一方面，神亦都顾念到佢哋生活嘅需要。
Yet on the other hand, God is also mindful of their daily needs.
所以神就吩咐以色列嘅百姓。
So God commanded the people of Israel.
要喺佢哋各支派嘅里头。
In each of their tribes.
在这个地方拨出来，让这些利未人可以在这个地方来到有生活，可以有得糊口。
There would be some land set aside for these Levites so they can have a daily living.
所以他们就散居在以色列的各个支派当中。
So they would be scattered throughout the different tribes in the land of Israel.
有他们的住处，有他们可以生活的牧羊的地方。
They would have the land which they lived and they would have the pasture which for their herd and flock.
所以久而久之，无论他散居在哪个地方的，这些利未人就称为那个地方的人了。
Therefore, as days passed, wherever the Levites dwelt in whichever part of the land of Israel, they are called according to that tribe. Now this Elkanah lived on Mount Ephraim. He was one who served God. He is a Levite. He ought always to be standing before the Lord, ministering to the Lord. According to the law of God, he has to spend his days according to what God has determined. Yeah, we see this Levite. It says he has two wives. wives.
一个贝尼娜，一个叫做哈娜。
The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Penina.
当我哋知道呢件事情，说明咗呢个人嘅实在活喺神嘅面前，活得唔够嘅准确。
This matter speaks for us as this person, this Levi, lived before the presence of God. It was not good enough.
因为按照神所定命，佢唔应该有咁嘅生活啊。
Because according to the law of God, he not ought to have this kind of living.
当然事实上神并冇要求，并冇要人好似佢咁嘅生活。
Of course, God does not require for man to live in this way.
起初神造人的时候，神造男亦都造女。
In the beginning, when God created man and woman,
神俾人嘅个婚姻系一夫一妻嘅，一夫一妻制嘅婚姻。
In the marriage which God created for man, it is one man and one woman.
只系因为人嘅软弱、失败、人嘅堕落。
But because of man's weakness, man's corruption, man's fall.
所以你先至睇见有咁样多妻嘅事情发生。
Therefore, we're able to see that man took on many wives.
呢一种咁嘅软弱、失败嚟到侍奉主人身上高。
This weakness, this fall has fallen upon those who serve the Lord. We can see then those who serve the Lord have many weaknesses which they manifest. They serve the Lord according to their flesh. I believe that Elkanah did not forget about God. According to his ministry, his service, he comes yearly to offer the sacrifice inIn Shiloh.
但在他心里面却又没有尊神为神。
Yet in his heart he did not honor God as God.
没有让神真真正正来作主。
He did not allow for God to truly be Lord.
所以就有这样软弱的一种生活的表现。
Therefore there's this manifestation of this weakness in his living.
当然不单是以利加拿的那个的软弱。
Of course this is not only the weakness of Elkanah.
我相信因为他这个软弱是整个大趋势当时的祭司里面就是落在一个这样的不正常的光景当中。
I believe this is also the trend of the servants of the priests in those days.Of how they were living in their weakness. The Bible also shows us how corrupt the two sons of Eli was. That was how corrupt there are many things that were sinful before the Lord.
得罪神
that they offended God.
所以我想这个以利加在这样的环境里面他自己都显出了相当的软弱
Therefore in this condition even Elkanah himself manifests many weaknesses.
听说我们蒙恩得救
Brothers and sisters we have been showered with grace we have been saved by grace.
神的话提醒我们这班人都是一班侍奉神的人
The word of God reminds us each one of us is one who serves God.
在新约里面我们都是作祭司
In the New Testament we are all called to be priests.
我们应该准确地活在神的面前
We ought to live very accurately before God.
但是想想我们自己生活岂不是常常都落在软弱失败的里面
Yet when we consider our daily living, do we not oftentimes fall into weakness?
我们心并没有专一地向着主
That our hearts are not pure and wholehearted before Him.
我们仍然以自己利益为我们中心
We still are very self-centered.
我们总是要照顾我们自己
We still need to care for ourselves.
想到我们自己需要
When we consider our own needs.
结果我们看见我们生活里面很多多的不完全
Therefore we can see many imperfections in our daily living.
神的心实在是相当的难过
Indeed, it is sorrowful to the